producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's the world's just about best idea. We got a lot going on. A lot going on this week, a lot going on here, a lot going on in every place. Just every place, all right? So calling early is a very good idea, which is exactly what Tracy has done. So I'm not even going to mess around. Let me just give you the phone number one more time. Tracy already had it, so she gets extra points for that. It's 855-993-7569, which is also 855-99-DR-JOY for no particular reason. Oh, yeah, well, there's a particular reason. Tracy, welcome. Congratulations for being so smart and so on top of things today.
Well, right now my son is occupied, so I figured if I don't call you now, then something's going to happen.
Then bless his heart. Go ahead.
I know. I called you before about my three-year-old son. I wanted to know, because I know you're expert in intelligence, brilliant, at what age or what reasons would be for a kid not sleeping through the night? If my son's three, are there any reasons he shouldn't sleep through the night? Because, like, I've talked to my pediatrician's office, and some of the nurses say their kids are, like, three and four, and they don't sleep through the night. But, I mean, is that...
Not very common. Let's look at, has your son ever slept through the night, Tracy?
There are certain... Like, when he was younger, yeah, sometimes, but, I mean, it hasn't been consistent.
Well, but the point is, if he's done it once, he has the capability of doing it. So the question is not, is
before.
So it answers the question, can he? And the answer is, yeah. So the question is, if he can, why isn't he? So let's look a little bit more carefully at that. When's the last time he put on 7-8 hours?
In a row?
In a row.
It's been a while.
How long? I don't know how long a while is.
Sorry. Probably about, I don't know, about 4 or 5 days ago, he's like abstained from naps, so he went to bed about 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and he slept until about 6:10 or 6:15 in the morning.
Okay. So all right, well, that's 9 hours. All right, so he's capable of doing it. And you're saying the issue in that particular time was he didn't have a nap. So maybe that's something to look into a little bit. He's going to be a little crankier during the day if he doesn't have a nap, but it may make everybody else a lot less cranky during the day if he's sleeping.
But it's not consistent when the thing is, like, even, I mean, that was the last time, but he hasn't had a nap in a few days, but, I mean, even if he doesn't have a nap during the day, I mean, he's, like, it's just very sporadic. Like, sometimes he'll sleep, like, 5 or 6 hours and then wake up in the middle of the night. Then
all right, wait. Stop there. All right.
Sorry.
So, I assume, is he toilet trained at this moment or not?
Yeah. He's talking day and night. Right.
All right. So, he doesn't sleep in a diaper at night?
No.
Okay. So, when he gets up in the middle of the night... when he slept 5 or 6 hours, is he hungry or does he have to go to the bathroom? Does he come into your bed? What's the issue?
I get up to pee. But my question is I'm pregnant. I'm 14 weeks pregnant. I have hyperemesis gravidarum. I throw up a lot. And I know that once the baby comes, I just want to know how to break him of the habit of waking up at night.
Well, Tracy, but Tracy, that's what I'm trying to focus on is why he's doing this. All right.
Because
so when he wakes up after 5 or 6 hours, say again.
Because he wakes up and he calls for me, and I go run into his room and I sleep with him.
Why? What, you sleep in his bed with him
until he falls back asleep? Yeah.
Tracy, come on. Why do you think he's waking up in the middle of the night? And why do you? I mean,
okay,
duh.
No, can just be a little. The thing is, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Tracy, I don't care if you're a stay-at-home mom. You don't have to be a stupid stay-at-home mom. Of course he's not sleeping through the night. If you've got, if I said to you, Tracy, all you have to do is stand on your head for 3 minutes and I will buy you jewelry, don't you think you'd figure out how to stand on your head for three minutes?
Well, that's why I called you, because...
Okay,
you
know, so we've already... Tracy...
But how do I break him of the habit?
No, you don't break him of the habit. You break you of the habit. What you have to say to him is, okay, mommy needs her sleep, you need your sleep, and when you're a big boy and you sleep through the night, you can get up and go to the bathroom, you can have water, and the first thing to do is to send your husband in, because your husband's not going to get into bed with him. So
My husband and I lay with him until he falls asleep at night.
You what?
My husband works, but usually if my son wants us to lay with him until he falls asleep,
Tracy, why do you think your 3-year-old is not sleeping? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Right. No, I know, but I'm just saying, like...
All right, so here's the deal. All right, so stop talking. Here's the deal. You're going to have to go out and buy a lock today for your bedroom door. I don't believe in locking kids in, but he's going to come. He's at 3. He's certainly tall enough and old enough and coordinated enough to open the bedroom door. So what you're going to have, and he's going to stand outside your door, and he's going to yell for a while. So
well,
we
have a lock on our door. He can't open our door, so...
Okay, so you've just saved whatever a lock costs. But you're going to explain to him two things. You're going to say to him, first of all, Mommy and Daddy, you're a big boy now. You don't have to wear diapers anymore. You wear big boy pajamas, and you get to go. And when you sleep through the night and you don't come into Mommy and Daddy's room, Mommy and Daddy aren't going to come to your room anymore because you're a big boy, because you're so grown up. And so when big boys get to go to the store and pick out a present, or big boys get to watch a non-scary video before they go to bed, or big boys get an extra story, or big boys, you figure out with him what big boys get. Because he's not, in the middle of the night, he's not going to be very rational. He's going to stand outside your door and holler. But
right.
There has to be some reason for him at some point to stop hollering and to understand that he gets a big boy present and he gets a star on the chart on the refrigerator. But you guys have to stop doing this. I mean, he hasn't learned any independence. He hasn't learned any self-reliance. And as you point out, you're about to have another kid. I'm surprised you
that,
had
that's
the
only option. I mean,
well, what other option would you think there would be?
The stay in bed technique or not?
Tracy, you have taught your son something that was easy for you and very difficult for him. And he now has to pay the price for you doing something that was easy for you. It's not going to be easy for you, and it's sure not going to be easy for him, but you better do it now, because it's not going to get any better. And once he's got a new sibling, he's going to view this completely differently. Of, oh, well, Mommy and Daddy love the new baby, and they don't love me. So you might as well do it now. And, yeah, you're right. It's not going to be easy on him. It's not easy on you. And that's why parenting is a tough job, because you have to think long term. You never should have started this.
I just figured if I was home with him, I would.
Well,
I
but you figured wrong.
In there.
And it's obvious you figured wrong, because you're calling me today with a problem of a 3-year-old who doesn't sleep through the night. So we know that was the wrong solution. So we're not going to go back and make it pretend like it's right. We're just going to accept that sometimes as parents, we make mistakes. But we got to fix the mistake, and we got to fix it today, because tomorrow just makes it that much harder on him. Pardon me?
He comprehend if I told him that big boys sleep in their own bed, and if you wake up at night, you just go back to sleep, and that's
yes, and he gets a gift. He gets a gift the next morning for it.
Okay.
And whether he comprehends it or not doesn't make. It'd be great if he did. I wouldn't expect him to. He's going to come and yell and scream, but you're not going to let him in, and you're going to have to teach you and your husband that this was the wrong thing to do. It was wrong for him, let alone for you, let alone for the new baby. So we're going to have to fix it. And fixing it tonight is better than fixing it tomorrow night, because every day just makes it a little harder on him. So,
that
yes, we're going
to
explain it to him.
Make it hard on him. I just wanted to be there when my kid called for me. Just cause,
Tracy, we're not going to go through this again about rationalizing behavior that makes no sense by pretending that it did. It didn't. You weren't thinking far enough ahead. And that's the problem about being a parent. You have to think far enough ahead. The easiest thing to do for any parent with any kid is give them exactly what they want at that moment. They stop yelling. They tell you how much they love you. You feel great. They feel great. It's bad parenting, because that isn't what life is about, of getting exactly what you want when you want it. It's about understanding all sorts of things, like other people's behavior and long-term consequences and responsibility and all sorts of really complicated things that kids aren't supposed to understand, but parents are. Put you on hold if you have another question. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water, and as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying a dollar, buck and a half, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
About what really matters,
your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Charmers, before you send me a whole bunch of emails about the family bed, understand that, first of all, our society really doesn't believe in it. We believe in independence and privacy, number one. Number two,
even more importantly, whether I do or not, Tracy doesn't. She's saying, what's going on here? And I'm saying, Tracy, folks, parenting is tough. You have to think about what the long-term consequences are. In life, we have to do that, but we have to do it for somebody else, which makes it even more complicated as a parent. All right, and just to set things off, to set things straight, I was just saying to Trev, I said to him, good morning. It's International Banana Festival Day. I wonder why, is this the season for bananas? I mean, you'd think the bananas, I don't know, would be either earlier or later. Do bananas have a growing season? I'm sure they do.
I don't know
anything about bananas?
I know so very little about bananas. Except that I like them with my breakfast.
Potassium.
Yeah.
Except, you know what? Most of us like bananas when they're, if not crunchy, at least pretty solid. They actually have no food value until they're brown.
What?
I
Who
know.
Can eat them when they're brown, though?
I know, they're but that's when they're good
when they're
for
brown.
You. You know what else they're good for is when they're really brown, like brown and kind of runny. I know, which is disgusting. Most of us throw them. Put them in the freezer, and you can use them instead of sugar in recipes.
Interesting.
And the reason that they look like that is because that they essentially fermented a little bit. Not really fermented, because fermented goes to alcohol, but they're sugar, which is actually what's good for you. I like them when they make your gums bleed, which means they have no food value whatsoever. Today, actually, pardon me, I was celebrating today by eating a chocolate chip cookie, which then went down the wrong tube, so, which is National Farm Safety Day for Kids. It turns out, whenever something like this comes up, it reminds me of a phone call of a mom who called, and she said that her father, she grew up on a farm, and her father was taking her kid out on the tractor and wasn't wearing a seatbelt. And being the little city girl that I am, I said, oh, well, that sounds like fun. A lot of stuff rained down on my head at that moment. It turns out, did you know, you probably did know, that farming is second only to mining as the most dangerous industry.
Yep.
And basically it's because tractors roll over on people, including kids.
I grew up on a farm.
So you knew all that.
I rode on the fender of a 1946 farm all that was about like an inch wide and like inches from the spinning wheel and spent a lot of time doing that. Probably very
unsafe.
Remember,
you were not helping the National Farm Safety Day for Kids theory.
I know.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like, I think, a lot of things. You can go down the stairs two at a time unless you think about it, and then... And do not talk with me about safety. I haven't broken my toes, but they're getting better. But the most important thing today, and they're both actually tied to the UN, and I suspect they're the same thing, even though they're listed separately. And if you go and Google them, they have separate sort of little blurbs with them. They're both UN-sponsored days. One is World Gratitude Day. And the other is International Day of Peace. Remember the big brouhaha between McDonald's and Burger King last month? This was the day that they were going to do it.
Yeah.
Because International Day of Peace.
Which one of them was the party pooper? I forget.
McDonald's was the party pooper.
Yeah.
Burger King, yeah.
Because they wanted to make the Mick Whopper or something.
Yeah. And the idea being that, it was brilliant on Burger King's part. It was a little snotty on McDonald's part, but McDonald's is like Goliath. I mean, they have 8 times more sales, apparently, and more whatever. But I still thought it was a great idea. So it's internet, and they help publicize International Day of Peace. We in this city are just, I got 3 cancellations today because we have the UN opens this week. And the Pope is coming. And next week, a week from today, is the full moon, the harvest moon, the perigee moon, and a total lunar eclipse. So we are battening down the hatches around here. So I just thought, in case, and Mercury is retrograde. So for all of you who believe in that kind of stuff, of course, we Scorpios, none of us do, but that was a little joke. No one's laughing. All right. 855, it's hard to hear you guys laugh over the radio. I can hear you scoff. I can't necessarily hear you laugh. And Maze Runner was the number one movie over the weekend, which is sort of what I predicted. Everest did well, but it only opened in a couple theaters. Much better movie. Black Mass did okay, but not nearly as well. And I think the division is really, the kids went to see Maze, and grown-ups went to see Black Mass.
didn't think Black Mass was as good a movie as it could have been. The documentary is better. Mike, you are on the air. I am Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. I just want to say that you helped me out in the past. I think you're one of the best people for advice on the radio today.
Thank you.
And hopefully you can help me out.
Okay.
I've talked to you in the past about this girl. It's about this woman. I call her a girl, but she's an older woman. I'm a young guy. I'm in my 30s. She's about 60. But she acts younger. But anyway, the long story short is I've been friends with her for years. I told you about her last year. She just disappeared.
Yeah, no, I remember. She's your friend of your sister, and she's dropped off the radar.
Jersey Shore.
All right, so what's today's issue?
Right by the ocean. It's nice. I was planning to move to Florida, but I never moved. And she lived
in Mike,
Florida.
we got all that. Just
I
tell me.
She moved to South Florida. What happened to her? She just disappeared out of thin air.
Mike, you've told me all of this in the past.
I knew her for like 15 years.
Mike, you've told me all this in the past. What's new today?
Okay, well, I'm just going to ask you what to do. Anyway, I found out what happened to her. Well, recently she called me. I didn't know what to do. She called Friday night. I didn't answer the phone, and she left a message saying that she was sorry that she disappeared for like a year, or almost a year.
Okay.
And she's sorry about all that she was going through things in her life, and she was moving around. Anyway, and she gave me a sob story, and she wanted me to call her back. So now I don't know what to do. So the only thing to do is to call you for advice, because
all right, well, look,
I really
this
cared
is,
about her for
well,
years.
All right, I got it. But, Mike, listen, I think you're looking at this, if I had to guess, if I could be inside your head for a moment, you're looking at it as I have to go back and feel as close to her as I did before, or I have to dump her. And I think you have many more alternatives than that, which is to, you don't have to call her right back. I mean, I'm not saying play a game, but...
You don't understand, Dr. Joy.
How could you say I don't understand that you're conflicted when I just explained exactly what the conflict was? Are you not listening to a word I say?
So I feel like I should never talk to her ever again.
Mike, you have to stop talking. You have to stop talking because you've told me this story. This is probably eighth or ninth time. And what I'm saying to you is you have all sorts of alternatives at this moment. You are viewing it in terms of black or white, of either it has to be like it was before, or I don't want to talk to her because I don't trust her. And I'm saying those are not the only two alternatives. The alternatives are to explain to her that it's really difficult for you to trust her. I'll tell you what I'm asking you to do at this moment is think about exactly what you want, all right, exactly what you want. You can't go back. But what do you want? How do you want the relationship to look going forward? Be as specific as you can. I'll put you back on in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh, veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. We're talking with Mike, who has had a long problem with a friend. It was a friend of a sister. He is significantly younger than she is. And they were really good friends. And all of a sudden, this woman dropped off the edge of the earth and hadn't been in touch and called on Friday. And he's saying, okay, what do I do now? Because obviously, I mean, I think all of us are hurt when somebody drops off the edge of the earth. And especially after repeated efforts on his part to get in touch. And she was apologetic. This was on your machine, right, Mike? You didn't actually talk with her.
And so, listen to this. She called back again Saturday and Sunday, begging me to call her back.
Okay. So, what do you want?
Have you
yet to talk with her yet, though, right?
Yeah, I'm just afraid it's going to go back to the same thing.
Okay, no. I do understand. Don't keep telling me I don't understand when I told you that was exactly the issue 5 minutes ago. You have to actually listen to what I'm saying before you can tell me I don't understand.
I am listening, but I don't think you understand the full story.
Mike, you've told me the story on 7 different times. I'm not going
to
hear the story again. Listen, Mike.
I don't want her to dump me again.
Mike, what do you want? Don't tell me what you don't want. Tell me what you do want going forward.
I want a friend that's reliable. I don't want somebody to dump me again.
I don't know that she's going to be that. I think that's realistic, but we don't actually, look, what she's telling you is for whatever reason.
I want a steady friend.
Mike, if you interrupt me one more time, I'm going to hang up on you.
Okay.
All right? Just listen for a minute. Well, you can't call and ask me advice, especially when this is the eighth or ninth time, and not listen to a word I say, because it just aggravates me, and I really don't want to be aggravated on my own program. Someone else's program, maybe not my own. All right, here's the deal. If what you're looking for is a reliable friend, she's probably not it. She's told you that when she, whatever's going wrong in her life, that this is how she's going to behave. Now, there, I suppose you could say to her, is there a reason why you behave this way this time and you wouldn't behave that way going forward? And that's not an unreasonable question, but the dilemma then is, do you believe her? It's kind of like an adulterous relationship, except because she didn't cheat on you, but she left you. And so as the wounded party, you have a right to say, explain to me why you did this way so I can at least have some notion that it won't happen again or that will happen again. And it's a perfectly legitimate thing to ask her. The question is, will you believe her? And if you can't, so if I were in your shoes and I really wanted this relationship, I would probably ask her the question. Then you have to evaluate whether or not you believe the answer. And if you do, if you're asking me, do you put yourself at risk, there's no question that you do, but it may be worth it. And I think all of us have had relationships in our life that are like that. There's somebody charismatic in our life, and we are really drawn to them, and they do something unthinkable, and then they come back and they say, because people like this are very good at apologies because they do it all the time. They have to be good at apologies, or nobody would ever deal with them more than once. So they're really good at convincing you that, you know, that they're sorry. This is kind of, it's not really domestic violence, but it has some of the hallmarks of adultery, some of the domestic violence. It has, because all of them are somebody doing something that's not loving, is not careful, is not generous, and under the guise of, well, I love you, but it's okay for me to behave in this really mean, unthinking, selfish, unpleasant manner. And I think that everybody sooner or later has run into somebody like that because they're just very charismatic. And so the question is, not the first time, because first time you never know. The question is, how often are you going to let this happen to you? And I think it really depends on a couple of things. First of all, how charismatic that person is, and obviously she is. Second of all, how needy you are. So if you had a bunch of other friends that were serving a function and maybe it was several of them were serving the same function that she herself did, you'd probably be less susceptible, which is part of the answer to this. Instead of being reliant on her, you could maybe allow her back in your life a little bit as long as you had other people that you could count on. Because I question, as do you, whether or not she's ever going to be reliable. Because she's not saying, look, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. If you'll let me back in, I promise it'll never happen again. Although those people are perfectly capable of saying that. Because they don't think about other people. They only think about their own needs. And when people get in trouble, that their own needs become more and more urgent, and they tend to think less about other people. But this one sounds like she would do it again. And that's what you have to ascertain. That's number one. Ask her if she'd do it again. If she says she would, then you have to decide whether or not you're willing to to have a limited relationship with her, because she's never going to be that reliable. You already know that. Second of all, if she says that she wouldn't do it again, do you trust her? Third of all, I mean, how much is this relationship worth to you, knowing that it's flawed? You can never go back, Mike, to being that innocent who thought, who swallowed everything that she put out there, because you know better than that now. But the point is you, the options are now completely up to you. You can decide never to talk with her again. You can decide to have a limited relationship. You can decide to make her prove to you that she's going to be reliable. The only thing I would, which you can do, but I would not recommend, is go back to the old Mike and woman relationship, where you just you just swallowed everything hook, line, and sinker, because you've already had your wake up call. You've already had your look. If she gets in trouble, or it's inconvenient, or there are other people in her life, she's going to disappear on you again, because there's really no explanation other than, well, I just didn't feel like it. So at this moment, the good news is it's completely up to you what you want to do. And because she has nothing to lose at this moment by sending you emails or sending you letters or phone messages, because she's already on the out. It's already done as far as on some level. But don't do it out of vengeance. I saw an interesting documentary. It was called Soft Vengeance. And the idea is, you don't have to do an eye for an eye. You don't have to do the same thing she did to you. You don't have to do the same thing to her that she did to you. But you can figure out what makes sense to you. And that's what you have to do at this moment, is figuring out what you want. Understanding what you know. Okay, because saying, well, I'd really like her to be a reliable friend, she's probably not the one. Now, she may be a charismatic friend. She may be someone to talk with occasionally. She may be somebody to play with. But to completely trust her like you did before, I wouldn't do it if I were you, because she's already told you. And she hasn't given you any explanation about why it would be any different should those same circumstances come up with her again. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
But a difficult spot then. Because,
well, it's not a difficult spot. It's a spot where you have all the choices that you want to make. It's not simple. But it's because there's so many that you have so many options. But that doesn't mean that it's difficult. It's just simple. I mean, it's not simple.
She's begging me to come back to her.
We don't care what she wants. We care what you want.
Why should I trust?
We care what she wants.
My question.
Well, I think that's the question to ask her, and see what she says. And you can call me back with that if you want.
I didn't tell you this. Last night I did call her up. I said to her, "You're going to do this again." Because she called me like 4 or 5 times. And she said to me, I said, "No, I don't think I should talk to you ever again." She goes to me, "Oh, I'm sorry. Give me another chance. Please forgive me. I was just going through things. I don't want to lose your friendship. But personally, if you don't call me for a year, my friendship with you is over, I think."
Okay. But you didn't ask her the question that you asked me, that you asked rhetorically, which is, why should I trust you?
Why did you do that? She goes to me.
No. That's not the question. The question is not, why did you do it? She already told you why she did it. The question is, why should I trust you? Why do you know? Why wouldn't you not do it again?
Exactly. Who knows to say that she might do it again? She won't.
Ask her, Mike.
I did to her.
Ask her.
I said, "You would do it again?" And she said, "Who knows if she might do it again?"
Okay, she told you. Sweetie Pie, Mike, she's told you everything you need to know. She said, when she says, "Who knows," that means, yes, she would do it again. So, the question is, how much is a limited friendship worth it to you?
Yeah.
And only you can decide that. And there are people that all of us have them. As I said, it's not just you, it's not just her, that there really are people like this in the world. And they're really good at apologies because they're terrible at relationships. They're in charge. They have to control it.
My emotions for a whole year, that's not
right. I know. Well, and she'll do it again. The question is there any part of the relationship that's valuable enough to you to do it on a limited basis, where you don't put all your emotional eggs in her basket?
I feel I should get back at her and never talk to her again.
Fine. You can just, Mike, you can, you can do whatever you want to do, but figure out what you want to do, not what she's going to do, because she's already told you what she's going to do. The question is, does she offer enough to have a limited relationship with her? If yes, try it. If no, just let her keep calling. She'll get the point sooner or later. But, I mean, she's going to keep calling because there's no downside to her. She has nothing to lose. You have a lot to lose. Think about it, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right. I wanted to go through today in history is really pretty interesting. And you'll see why in a minute. And as I said, the UN General Assembly opens in this next week. And I keep thinking that we should actually move the UN to Des Moines, because in Des Moines it would be great, right? You guys could have the Pope, and you could have all the diplomats and everybody. Because here and traffic in the last week or so has been terrible anyway, and the subways are all not running. And it's just going to be, as I said, I've gotten 3 cancellations so far And it's still early in the week for people saying, we're not sure about security. It's not security, I don't think. It's just going to be moving around. Everything's going to be blocked off. And when this city blocks things off, they don't only block off traffic. They block off sidewalks. You can't walk places. You can't take the train. It's going to be less than fun. So there we go. So International Day of Peace, and that we couldn't negotiate a peace between Burger King and McDonald's. I actually read something over the weekend that said of the 3,500 years that people have been keeping track, guess how many years there have been no wars going on in the 3,500? Would you like to take a guess?
10.
Go. Not a bad guess. It's actually 230.
Oh, that's a lot more than I thought.
And it may have just been... Well, you have to remember how small the world was 3,500 years ago.
That's true.
So probably most of those 230 occurred in the first year.
On.
Yeah, the first 230 years. Because people hadn't invented weapons yet. Obviously they had, but... I mean, that's really depressing if you think about it. Right?
Yeah.
It's about, what, like 7% of the... So 93% of human history is about wars. That's really depressing. Okay, so International Day of Peace. All right, and World Gratitude Day. I saw a document over the weekend, and this was something I knew nothing about. And tell me, and I think we're actually going to do an interview on It's Broken, Let's Fix It, just because I was so fascinated by it. The name of the documentary is The Man Who Saved the Whole World. It turns out that on September 26, 1983, I had heard in general about this event, which is, as you're aware, in 1983, the U.S. and the USSR, because it was the USSR then, had enough nuclear devices to wipe out the world 1,000 times over. Right, each of them. And so each of them had, we had NORAD, and they had whatever the comparable sort of nuclear defense agency was. And this guy actually, who his name is Stanislav Petrov, and he wasn't even supposed to be on duty that night. Somebody called in sick or drunk or something, so he was in, and he was a lieutenant colonel or something. I'm not real clear about military designation. And they show this enormously complex, and I'm sure the U.S. had a similarly complex kind of a set of satellites and strategists and eyes on the ground and huge amount of detailed information and people that were specialists to just keep an eye on the fact that we could launch missiles and wipe each other out, that Washington and Moscow could wipe each other out. And sometime during the night on September 26, 1983, the alarm went off that said there had been a nuclear warhead launched head toward Moscow. And Stanislav Petrov was in charge. And everybody's sitting around and they're telling jokes and smoking cigarettes and having pizza and talking about girlfriends. And all of a sudden, the alarm goes off. And everybody goes to their battle stations. And this was a very paranoid time, obviously, and very difficult time in U.S. Russian sort of negotiations and world tensions and whatever. And to not make it the story too belabored, in the next about 15 minutes, there are four other indications that there are four other launches. So what they have is a full-scale nuclear attack apparently launched from the United States to Russia. And everybody's screaming, but wait a minute, the missiles were only for defense. They were never supposed to be an offensive weapon. They were only as a response to a strike. They couldn't initiate a strike. And the story is that with all the pressure of this one man, and obviously, we know the end of the story, even though when you're watching it, you forget that you know the end of the story, or not the end of the story, I suppose, more to the point, that he withstood all of his colleagues. He said, I don't trust the computers. He said, I need verification. And got down to the last, like, seconds of saying that it was a mistake, that somehow there was a computer glitch. But basically, he was getting enormous pressure, political pressure, personal pressure, military pressure to counter-strike. And somehow he found it within himself to say, even if these are my last moments on Earth, do I really want to be the person responsible for the end of civilization as we know it? And they're estimating that it would have killed each other 1,000 times over. And in the initial strike would have killed 100 million people. So, I mean, it's an extraordinary documentary. And you get to meet this dude who decides he wants to come to America. Because I had heard about computer glitches. And, you know, everybody was worried about this kind of thing. And he is an outspoken, he's a very interesting man who's really angry. The documentary is really fascinating because you really want your heroes to be kind of James Earl Jones, right, with a great voice and a great sort of well of human kindness and sweetness, or apparently so. That isn't who this dude is at all. And he wants to meet Robert De Niro and Kevin Costner. And they actually showed the documentary. But his whole thing is, first of all, that nobody knew who he was, and they kept it a secret for a very long time, because we came within literally seconds of the world as we know it being completely obliterated by a counter-strike, because all indications were that the U.S. had launched a nuclear attack. Not one missile, but five. And somehow he found within himself the courage and whatever else it took, the heart of saying that even if Moscow is about to be wiped out, do I really need to wipe out the rest of the world? Is there, that's what we would call hard vengeance at its hardest and its most vengeful. So on World Gratitude Day, I think he's no longer alive. I think he died a couple of years ago, but we should all face Moscow and say, thank you, Stanislav Petrov, for finding the courage within yourself to not obliterate all of us, because we came that close. And his concern is, especially with the Iran treaty thing going on, is do we want to come that close ever again? And his position is, sooner or later it'll happen again. So thank you, Stanislav Petrov, that we are still here. Deep cleansing breaths. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.